All right. All right. We want to go ahead and get started here. Finishing generations. If you don't have a finishing generation book and or you have another book, then you're in the wrong class. So, finishing generations. one of the things that I like to tell people is this. You know, anybody can start, but everybody can't finish. And that's one of the things that in the kingdom of God, you got so many starters, but you don't have many finishers. And so we have to come to a point to where we understand that God is, he's always trying to pour something into us. And I'm telling you, it's incredible to be here at Ever Increasing Word Training Center. With Apostle, man, you have on a privilege that a lot of people will never experience. A real, let me see how I call him, a true apostle, a present day apostle. So we've seen so many things that, you know, people call themselves this and call themselves that, but we got the real deal. And so you cannot really receive all that he's pouring out if you're not open to receive it. You're not containers to receive it. So we want to get started off with this in the introduction. Here in Genesis, the 18th chapter, starting at verse 17, it says, the Lord said, shall I hide from Abram what I am about to do, since Abram will surely become a great and mighty nation. And in him, all the nations of the earth will be blessed. For I have chosen him so that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abram what he has spoken about him. So one of the things that God knew that he can trust Abraham, is because Abraham was going to teach the next generation. And see, this is what it's all about. It's all about, really, it's like, you know, being in a race where you pass the baton, what you call that? Relay. They're like being in a relay race, you know? And so, always the baton has to be passed. How many of you know if you drop the baton, you're disqualified? So there has to be a passing of the baton. And whenever God knows that he has somebody who will pass the baton, he'll trust them. And see, I've been following Apostle now for 20 years. And all I have ever seen is him have a hunger to really pour into men and women of God. And many had not understood or have not really recognized who he was. So, you know, they went off on another trail, thought that they were following somebody else that was great, and wind up they found out that they're not following somebody who has integrity or somebody who. This is what the Lord said to me. The Lord said that there's many in the body of Christ who have been called to ministry, but they have not let people pour into them. He said, and what has happened to them is, he said, I never intended for people to go out with callings without being poured into. And that's what has happened to the body of Christ at large. A lot of folk, they've gone out. You know, I like to say this, you know, people say, well, I'm called. Well, did you stay on the phone long enough to find out what you called to do? You know, somebody call you, you know, the phone just ringing. But did you answer the phone and found out what the person on the other end had to say? So many times people say they have a call, but they are not following somebody who God has placed in their life. Everybody, listen to me. If you are a person who have been called to ministry and you're not letting somebody pour into your life, what's going to happen is you're going to go through life. You're going to go through life always, you know, because you've not allowed. See, Apostle got some wisdom. He's experienced some things that I don't have to experience. Because all I have to do is get his wisdom. Y'all with me? And so I get the wisdom that he has. So there's certain things that I don't have to go through that he's already, God has put him in the earth, and we cannot allow him to go off the scene, you know, 50, 60 years from now, and we not partake of the grace and the anointing that's on his life. And see, this is what the finishing generation is about. It's about people allowing God to pour into their lives through somebody else, and they taking a baton and running with it. And the thing about it is, it's not. See, we look at Elijah, and we think that God just got one person that person's gonna pour into. No, Elijah was the only one who would receive it. There was other prophets. That was 50 other sons of the prophets that were there, but they weren't close enough to receive. That's why I don't care what nobody got to say, how nobody. Listen to me. Apostle is the person who God put in my life to speak into my life. So watch this. And when apostle speaks into my life, it's just like God speaking into my life. And so this is what, see, oh, apostle said it's so good. I mean, this is. The first night of school, man, I mean, he laid the foundation so well. I mean, man, because this is what happened to a whole lot of folk. They're hearing voices. They're hearing somebody speaking. You understand what I'm saying? And they're going away from the path that God's sending them on. Hallelujah. So how many of you know God would not hide his secret plans if he could find those who understand transgenerational ministry? Amen. That it's supposed to be passed on. What apostle has, he's always trying to pour out. I don't care where we have been. Apostle always trying to pour word into you. Always trying to give you some wisdom. Always trying to say. And many times, this is what he'll tell you. Sometimes he's talking codes. And sometimes he'll just say, this is what I did. And see, you don't be crazy enough to say, well, you know, that's what he had to do. But that's not. No. Because I'm following you. And you tell me what you did, I'm going to do what you did because you got success. There's no sense in me trying to recreate no will. Y'all with me? So this is so that is why God has been doing what he's been doing with the apostle for so many years. There's some years when I first started in ministry, there was a... Let me see if I can say it this way. That was like a aroma that was coming from down road in the Baton Rouge. And a lot of pastors that were there were trying to cut it off. I mean, I was in a church some years ago, and I wanted to come to, somebody told me about the school of ministry. And I talked to the pastor at that time who I was with. They said, no, you don't need to go to that school. I'm going to start a school. Well, I stayed there for a little while. The school was never started. But the thing was, don't go to Darrow. Don't go to Darrow, because if you go to Darrow, see, they was always trying to paint a bad picture of apostle. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. There was always voices that were trying to keep me from my destiny. Always somebody that was trying to tell me, oh, I don't know if I was you. Oh, you are not me. I got to praise God. Let me calm down here. Hallelujah. So God is transgenerational in his plans and in his purposes. So he doesn't want to keep raising one man every few years only to serve his time on the earth without leaving a legacy in the things which God has richly deposited in his life for others to continue in. God doesn't want to. See, this is what has happened. I've studied great men of God. I read the book about the generals. I've studied great men of God, how God used them mightily and that sort of thing and stuff. But one thing that I found out that with these great men of God, when they died, there was no legacy. There was no continuity. There was no continuation of that anointing. And so God's got to raise somebody else up a few years later. And the thing about it is, watch it. God's got to train them all over again. If somebody would have just recognized that this is how God operates transgenerationally, God operates because God passed things from one generation to the next generation. And all God needs is somebody who say, Lord, I'll follow your plan. I'm not going to try to recreate no will. I'm going to follow the person. I had my pastor who passed the baton on to me. He's the one that told me that this is where I was supposed to come and follow. That's who I was supposed to follow. But watch this. God had already, I came through the school of ministry in 92. I wasn't a charter class, but I was the second year. And so this was after I had came, you know, with my the pastor who turned the church over to him. He told me, he said, you need to go down to Darrow. You need to follow him. But I had already went to the school, so I already got a taste of. And when I was sitting in class, I mean, man, just like now, I mean, I was on the edge of my seat. I didn't know what he was going to say. Because, man, I mean, but he was saying some things that I had never heard before. And so I'm sitting around. I'm saying, God, my God, this man. And so when my pastor handed the baton to me, he said, now, we were already a part of an organization. He told me, he said, you don't need to continue with them. You need to go down to Darrow. Now, he was in Baton Rouge, but he knew that there was something coming out of Darrow that I need to connect to. So he wasn't trying to stop me. He was encouraging me to go. Oh, God. Hallelujah. And, man, and listen to me. And when I came down here, oh, my God. See, because I went to the conferences that they were having another organization, and man, it was, I mean, they were bussing the preachers and stuff in the rooms with other women outside their wives and all that kind of thing and stuff. I said, oh man, my God, man, I don't want to be no part of this. But I knew it was just something that I knew. I knew that the way that God wanted to do things is through, I understood that God needs somebody to submit before he can really begin to start pouring into. So I knew that I had to submit to my pastor and what he said. So when he directed me this way, I mean, man, it was life changing for me. It was, oh my God. But how did he know that? How did he know the Spirit of God? The Spirit of God. Because see, I had heard those other people's voices. But I recognized that person who God had placed in my life to speak into my life. Because, see, I went to him. I was going through something. He said, I'll carry you further than I can carry you. He said, now you need to go down to Darrow and follow that man down there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my goodness. Man, it was the best advice I ever got in my life. Hallelujah. So God doesn't want to raise somebody else up, you know, every few years and stuff. That's why you got to connect. You got to connect. You understand what I'm saying? You got to connect. You can't be faking. I'm going to say something to you in a few minutes. Praise God. Hallelujah. So what God has given to a man is not just for him in his lifetime, but for his generation and for the generations to come. Not just for him in his lifetime, but for the generations to come. So watch this. Apostle has already cut a path. Yes, now, I understand. What the apostle said tonight, I mean, I understood it so clearly, because this is what has been stopping folk for years from really connecting to a true anointing. You know, because I wondered for a long time, I say, Lord, why in the world can't ministers see what's on this man? Why can't they see it? I understand. It was the voices. Because it was the voices that was trying to prevent me from coming. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But thank God. Thank God for the spirit of truth. Lord, have mercy. All right. Lamentations 5 and 19 says, O Lord, rule forever. Your throne is from generation to generation. See that? From generation to generation. It's always a continuous. It's always a carrying on. It's always a legacy supposed to be left behind. Not supposed to be somebody trying to start something all over by themselves. Y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
Then in Daniel 4, verse 3, it says, how great are his signs and how mighty are his wonders. His kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and his dominion is from generation to generation. You see that? From generation to generation. So now from generation to generation, how it's going to get there? How it's going to get from one generation to the next generation? How it's going to get there? How it's going to happen? God got to have somebody that he's pointing to. But this is what happened to most of the folk in the body of Christ. They all want to be superstars, first of all. Nobody want to die. Die to yourself. Die to your agenda. Don't nobody really want to die. And so, see, this has to happen. There has to be a death that happens in order for you to really follow somebody. And really follow somebody like apostle, because apostle's not going to play with you. Y'all with me? You know, I've given him $10,000 and got rebuked as soon as I got put it in his hand. So he ain't playing no games with no money. Y'all with me? And see, so, you got to have somebody in your life that ain't going to play with you. You got to have somebody in your life that'll speak in your life, tell you, say, no, that ain't God. You got to have some. See, because God put him in your life, first of all, not only for impartation, but for protection, to protect you. Because a lot of times folk going out, they're trying to do things and stuff. I remember years ago, you know, I started preaching. And so I was invited to this church to preach. So. My pastor told me, he said, well, you don't, whenever you have to go and preach or something, just let me know so that, you know, I can let you know whether it's a good place to go preach or not. You know, he said, just be accountable. But, you know, I was younger and, I was younger. And so I said, shoot, God called me to preach. I ain't got to tell nobody where I'm going. Well, I got an invitation to go preach. And I went in this church. And so when I went in there, I saw these ladies with these long dresses on. They had these things on their head, stuff, and almost, you know, had the face covered. I said, what is this? So I had to use the restroom. So I asked them, could somebody show me where the restroom was? I went through this little alley, and they had statues with candles burning. I say, oh, Lord, where am I? And you know, I can't, you know, so my wife was with me. So I went ahead and preached. My wife told me, soon we got out, if you ever come back here again, you're coming by yourself, because I'm not coming back to this church again. But what it showed me is that you really don't need to be going preaching without your covering approving of it. Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Let me share this with you. Whenever you, you know, whenever you know, you feel like, you know, hey, you called to do, you know, something great for the kingdom of God, you always need to be checking with the person who God has called you to follow. Because sometimes the enemy, I'm telling you, the enemy will trick you so. Yes, sir. And make you think that you're ready to turn the world upside down. And you ain't ready to do squat. I'm telling you. Praise God. You know, you had all these dreams and had all these visions. Joseph had them too. But in the dream, Joseph didn't ever see the pit. He didn't see the prison. He didn't see any of those things. See, because on his way to the palace, he had to go through the pit. He had to go through the prison. You understand? And so that was something that was going to prepare him for where he was going. But you can't jump out there and talk about that's where I'm going. So you got to have somebody. Now, I'm going to say this because I know, you know, there's people that's online that's a part of this school, that's enrolled in this school. So I'm going to tell you a little something before, you know, you get, you know, started real good. I'm gonna give you some pointers here. All right. If you're gonna sit under apostle, there is an impartation that's gonna be released. Y'all with me? All right. So this is the way I got to say it to you. Anybody ever heard of airborne diseases? You know, you can get them, you know, by talking, you know, somebody who got a disease, they can talk, they can sneeze, you know, they can cough and that kind of thing, you know, because they airborne and you can catch it easy, right? But if you don't want to catch it, you can just put on a respirator or a mask, or you can be immunized, right? Praise the Lord. Amen. So, now, if you are going to catch this anointing that's on apostle, if you're going to catch it, first of all, you're not going to be able to wear a mask. Yes, sir. In other words, you're not going to be able to be a pretender and catch this anointing. See, because it's like airborne disease. You understand what I'm saying? Because we don't hear up that ministry, but you can't be there, you know, wearing a respirator thing and think you're going to catch it. And then if you're immunized, you're not going to be able to catch it. You're immunized with a possible. If you got people in your ears that's talking against him, and listen to me, you don't have to say a word. Somebody say, well, I didn't say anything, but you were there to listen. And let me tell you what words do. Words are seeds. And when somebody is saying something negative to you about apostle, then those seeds are going to, they're going to germinate. They're going to launch right in your heart. You understand what I'm saying? And so now he's trying to impart to you, but then you got these thoughts in your mind. Well, this money thing. Let me tell y'all something, man. Listen, if I have never been around somebody who has the integrity that this man has. Amen. And just in case, if you're on air or y'all sitting in this room and y'all think I'm talking too much about apostle, amen, you better get out of this class. Because, amen, my life has gone to, oh, man, I can't even explain it. But it's not going to happen for people who sit around and listen to stuff folks say. See, because I came from the street, you know, I wouldn't let nobody, you know, I made my own mind up about what I want to do. You understand what I'm saying? So if somebody got something to say about apostle, watch this. If they're at my house, they got to leave. If I'm at their house, I'm leaving. Because I'm not sitting around here because you're messing with my destiny. You're messing with my purpose. You understand what I'm saying? Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all something I did, but I don't ever want y'all to do what I did, okay? All right. Praise God. I just they had a celebration for me, you know, 20 years in ministry. So we were supposed to go to Plainview the other week. And so the weather got bad, so Apostle changed it to the following week, which was on the celebration I'm supposed to have, right? Okay, so the celebration is that Friday night. So I tell the Apostle, I talked to the Apostle, I said, look, me and my son, we gonna come that Thursday. You know, I'm trying to sweeten it up. We're going to come here that Wednesday for service. Then we'll fly down there for Thursday, and then Friday we're going to fly back so we can have a celebration. Pastor said, oh, okay, that'll be all right. Then I get a call about 10 o'clock at night. Apostle said, you know, in essence, this is what he said. I'm not the one that gave you this assignment. You know, that's what Elijah told Elijah. Yes, he said, what I have to do with you? I'm not the one. God told you to follow. So right then and there, I made the decision. I have to stick with my assignment. Watch this. Even when folks trying to celebrate you, there wouldn't be a celebration without that assignment. You understand what I'm saying? There wouldn't have been a celebration without assignment. So you don't leave the assignment for a celebration. So I had to repent. I told Apostle, because see, I did like Elijah did. I spoke these words to Apostle. As the Lord liveth, and thy soul liveth, I ain't leaving. But I was going to a celebration. Well, guess what? The meeting was canceled. I went to the celebration. But the thing about it is God always got to test you, see if you're ready. Oh, my God. God got to see if you're ready for the next level. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Man, you're never supposed to leave the assignment. You're never supposed to leave the assignment. God's connected you to a vision and that sort of thing and stuff. You're never supposed to leave the assignment. I guess somebody say, well, you know, and then, you know, I'm one of them kind of people where if somebody tell me, one of the guys on the team say, well, you know, it's my anniversary and stuff, and so we're going, man, look, this is my 35th year anniversary. I say, I already celebrated 34. What you do? I mean, you don't need to be going on no cruise, coming on 35th. We got an assignment here. We're supposed to be with Apostle. And see, I'm jumping on other folk. Hallelujah, glory. The Lord had to put me in check. Yes, Lord said, okay, all right, okay, it's about the assignment. Yes, sir. So just like you know, God did with Abraham. God told him, God gave him a son and then told him to go off him up. He's on his way up. You know, Abraham, Isaac wasn't an infant. Isaac was about 17 years old. Isaac could have fought. Say, I'm not going to, you're not sacrificing me. But the thing about it is he trusted his father. And he told Abraham, He said, I see the wood and I see the wood and the fire, but where's the lamb? He said, God will provide. So he knew that Abraham knew that God was going to make a way. But when he got up there, to the top of that mountain and got ready to kill that boy, the angel said, stay your hand, Abraham. I got a ram in the thickens. But what happened was God was proving Abraham. Would you stick to what I told you to do? Even if it's going to hurt you. See, and all that's got a part of your dying. Oh, God. So what Apostle is putting in us, man, it's major. And you can't take it lightly. I'm telling you, you can't take it lightly. So what we have to do is, see, whenever you get poured into, that's somebody in your life. You have a sphere of influence. There's some people that you're supposed to be pouring into what's being poured into you. No, you don't come here and just get all fat and all weighed down and stuff, all wordy and that kind of thing and stuff. And you don't go out and you don't, the people that's around you, you don't pour that into them. That's what it's about. That's to keep it going. Like I said, apostle already cut a trail. I mean, apostle done been called everything but a child of God because he got an assignment about money. When this is assignment, man, you got to go with the assignment. And see, before God give you an assignment, God is going to make sure that you're not going to let people talk you out of it. You understand what I'm saying? So apostle had to go through a lot in order for God to give him this assignment. And once God gave him the assignment, he can't stop because people talk. People say, oh, but he's about that money. But they lie. They don't know him. You understand what I'm saying? The Bible says you'll know a tree by the fruit. And guess what? You got to get close to a tree to be able to identify the fruit, because you're going to be passing down the road thinking there's an apple tree and there's peaches on there. But if you get close enough to see, you'll be able to identify the fruit. If you get close enough to the apostle, you will understand that this man don't play no game. But it's the assignment that's on the life. Guess what? So, watch this. Watch what I'm finna say. So, the assignment that's on my life is the assignment that's on his life. Yes, sir. See, somebody say, well, don't you have your own vision? Yeah, but my vision is interlocked in his vision. Look, if my vision wasn't a part of his vision, I couldn't be here teaching tonight. I had to be off somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? I had a guy from Johannesburg, South Africa. He really wanted to follow apostle, but he was trying to come in through the back door through me. I said, no, you need to join LTMA. He said, no, the Lord told me to connect to you. He said, I want you to come and preach a money. I want you to come and preach a money coming to you conference in Johannesburg. Well, wait a minute. Hold up here. Apostle is the one that traveled teaching money coming to you. You understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. My assignment is to undergird him as he goes. So look, I'm getting emails from over in Johannesburg, getting them from, you know, all parts of Africa and stuff. And then they say, God told me that you're supposed to be my spiritual father. I said, well, apostle hadn't released me to be a spiritual father. Oh, y'all bag up off me. Because sometimes folk think they have reached a certain plateau. They feel like they can just do, you know, they can just go and do what they want to do. No. If apostle don't send me, I'm not going. I have folk tell me, say, would you come and preach for me? I say, go talk to the apostle. That cut it real short, real quick. Hallelujah. I have a church that has the pastor, and I got to follow apostle. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have time to be going around. And see, praise the Lord. Glory to God. The only reason I need a jet is to follow apostle. You understand what I'm saying? Listen to me. Because if it had to do with my appointments, I could ride a bike to my appointments. You understand what I'm saying? But to follow apostle, man, you understand what I'm saying? You know, apostle was teaching today. I already got my plane ticket. You understand what I'm saying? Go to Richmond. Apostle said today, I may stay later for Saturday morning and stuff. So you know what we had to do? Let's go ahead, call the airline. Go ahead on, pay whatever else I got to pay. Go ahead on, pay the extra. Go ahead on, get me a flight out after 12 so I could be at the meeting. I'm not leaving Richmond and apostle still there. And if it goes on until Sunday, I'll be in Richmond Sunday. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So God is looking for the continuity of legacy and of his purpose here on earth. God will reveal his secret plans to those who will make every effort to raise the next generation and the ensuing ones to walk in that which he has begun in them. He will release his miracle power for those which are ready to impart it into others, empowering them to continue what God has said in his midst. And then you can read 2 Timothy 1. It says, I thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience, Apostle Paul saying, the way my forefathers did. See how he's saying how his forefathers did. He said, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day, longing to see you, and I'm out of time. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah.